USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is in Florida surveying hurricane damage, but he's not being joined by Governor Ron DeSantis. After landing in Gainesville, Biden boarded Marine One for an aerial tour of areas hit by the hurricane. This as people continue to clean up, and Red Cross spokesman Jay Bonifay tells Fox News that there would not be recovery work without the effort and courage and support of the community.
You see the people and the resiliency that they have, and just their desire to recover and to stay and to be able to recover and just deal with this traumatic situation.
New federal leases for wind turbines in the Gulf of Mexico aren't attracting much interest from investors.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management wrapped up auctions this week for three lease areas off the Gulf Coast of Louisiana and Texas. Only one of those sites attracted any interest at all, and only two bids came in for that lease site. Inflation, supply chain issues, sudden calm winds, and hurricane threats in the Gulf all combined to lessen investor interest. Still, the single off-sea wind farm bid is expected to power over 430,000 U.S. homes and create hundreds of jobs. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new poll is out showing just how many people believe President Trump is the one to take on President Joe Biden.
The new Morning Consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. That's an increase of 9% from a previous poll. The survey was conducted after last week's Republican primary debate and Trump's arrest in Georgia, in which his mugshot was taken and released. I'm John Schaefer.
Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is dead at the age of 75. The former governor dying in his sleep Friday night. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The former owner of Harrod's department store has died.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, the wealthy Egyptian businessman who owned famed department store Harrods in London, has died at the age of 94. He spent years of his life mourning the loss of his son Dodi Al-Fayed, who was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana.
A new study is shedding some light on the link between intelligence and cursing.
Turns out if you have the mouth of a sailor, you could just be more intelligent than most. Studies have shown that swearing is a sign of higher intelligence and also helps manage pain. A Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts professor who has studied the subject for over four decades says the benefits of using vulgar language have been discovered using a lot of research on the brain and emotion, along with much better technology to study brain anatomy. A 2015 study showed that well-educated people were better at coming up with swear words than those who were less verbally fluent. I'm
a suspect is in custody for causing a fire that ravaged St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem, Oregon this week. What began as a dumpster fire in the early morning hours of August 31st soon escalated, spreading to the roof of the church building. After investigating the fire, the Salem Police Department announced that the fire was set on purpose. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects.